Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start your journey. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Get free shipping and get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code KATE.
But this is the way tyranny has worked in the world forever. It's nothing new. Mm-hmm. Desmond just kind of hit on it because he's culturally sensitive to it. We are not.
You're right.
We never had a genocide in America.
You're right. But we always think we're not going to be subject to that. It's never going to be that drastic.
Mm-hmm. That's right. This is the precursor. And he says, what happens during mass psychosis? I'm sure you've heard this. He's talked about it several times. The thing about mass psychosis is it always sets up a scapegoat group. That's part parcel of it, because they're lunatics in a sense. Their mind checks out, their ability to critical thinking checks out. So somebody has to be blamed for their troubles.
We're going to come right back. We're going to come right back and talk about exactly that. Be right back. More with Patrick Wood and, of course, technocracy.news. He is editor-in-chief. Amazing. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Each day so satisfied, I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day so satisfied, I'm on my way.
Hey there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show, and yes, I've seen all good people. I love that song by Yes. Anyway, welcome back, of course. I have these wonderful sponsors on the bottom of my homepage, and I have to say that there's a lot of products I could probably talk about and things that I use, but these were the cream of the crop that I thought that were must-haves. Like, these are the things that I would say truly go get, and that's why they are on my homepage. So number one is Balance of Nature. Got to have that. Put it into your budget because it's amazing and it's affordable, and it's 31 fruits and vegetables a day, and you can build your immune system. It's incredible. Zelenko, and use the code word Kate, Zelenko Stack, Dr. Zelenko Stack, he's been on the show a few times, is wonderful because it has four different supplements in it, and it's super easy to take, and you can build up on quercetin and vitamin D and vitamin C and zinc, and it's an amazing combo in the right proportions, okay? And then also the hand sanitizer that isn't sticky, doesn't have any alcohol in it, acts as a moisturizer even. You can use it daily if you want to, and which a lot of people are. And then also it doubles as wound care, like in an emergency. This stuff's amazing, and you get to make the bottles as you go. So they also have a cleaning system that I use too that is for the home without any chemicals. So these are the kinds of products I live by, love, use every day, and I want you to too. Code word Kate on all of them. Code word Kate. And I'm really encouraging you to go to the bottom of katedalyradio.com, click on these sponsors of the show, because you're helping Truth and Radio, but this is also helping you the most, because I know you're going to have these amazing products that I use every day too. So anyway, use the code word Kate on these. They're fantastic. My guest is Patrick Wood from technocracy.news, and we were just about to get into this conversation about a scapegoat. And I think this is so fascinating, because this show stands for education, it stands for learning, it stands for trying to understand what in the world's going on and how to stop it. And I love that you're on the show with me, technocracy.news. You must subscribe to this. I love Pat, and all that he puts out in the world is fantastic. So let's talk about the scapegoat. They have to have a scapegoat.
This was kind of new information to me, I have to say. I mean, I understood there was a scapegoat, and I've had thoughts about it for some time, because the unvaccinated now, they're telling us, well, we have a pandemic of the unvaccinated, which has nothing to do with the virus.
But
you know, we're being criminalized, we're being dehumanized.
We're dirty.
And so
we're dirty.
We see the scapegoat thing setting up, and I've been scratching my head honestly about it too. But when you listen to Professor Desmet say that the end of mass formation always produces a scapegoat, it has to produce a scapegoat.
Yeah,
that just clicked with me, completely clicked. I said, "Aha! Why are the unvaccinated and the unmasked being, demonized?" In America and throughout the world, not just us, just everywhere.
Right.
Why? Well, this is a product of mass formation, that there has to be a scapegoat. And eventually, those people who are deluded into this mass formation psychosis will end up trying to get rid of altogether, to get rid of the scapegoat.
Right.
Right now, it's just punishment, light punishment, but it's getting ugly. It's getting uglier by the day, I have to say. It's like, you know, I saw this story that death benefits, a guy died in the hospital from COVID. Mm-hmm. No surprise there, I guess, but he hadn't been vaccinated. He died in the hospital with COVID, and his insurance company had a nice big fat insurance policy he wanted to leave for his family.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance company said, "We're not going to pay your benefits because you didn't take the vaccine."
Yeah, you didn't take the vaccine and die of a heart attack within a couple of days, and so they waited 2 weeks until you were counted. Because you didn't do that, we're not gonna
That's the flip side to this. But in this case, it's the unvaccinated who are being punished, who may not get their life insurance benefits. This is so incredibly mean-spirited and institutionalized. It's not even funny. But stuff like this is going on all over the world, and we have this. The scapegoat now has been clearly identified. It's the unvaccinated. The vaccinated, of course, are in a club of their own now. They're the people mostly that are in this mass formation group. They are not a majority, however. Mm-hmm. Desmet appropriately brings up probably 30 to 40% are all that ever fall into that condition of mass formation. Mm-hmm. And it's not just that they fell in. They were pushed in.
Right.
We know that.
Right.
We know that the social engineers knew exactly what to do and how to push people into a condition of mass formation. So there should be culpability. There should be more transparency to see that. We don't want to just say, "Oh, it just happened that way." You know, we don't know how it happened.
Right.
But we're talking about what did happen, and mass formation, I think, is a good observation of what has happened. So the scapegoat at this point is in extreme jeopardy of being punished in ways that we never, ever, ever dreamed in America would take place.
Right. Right.
And being excluded from society, ostracized out of society, denied into normal civilian life in many places, where living the American life is just totally denied.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so true.
And there's no signs of it getting any much better, like, soon.
Mm-hmm.
It could. But it's not right now. It's not looking too good.
Right.
So I expect that this, if I'm right, I expect that this pressure on the scapegoat is going to increase. It's going to continue to increase until the people that are in that mass formation crowd start falling out like flies.
Yeah.
If people turn away from mass formation, they will turn away from the scapegoat. They won't need one anymore. But as long as they're in it, they will.
That's
the proposition.
Point. That's an interesting point. Because if you look back in history, we have enough history now that with free speech, we can showcase the fact that why did they divvy up the lunch counter in the decades that they did that, primarily in the South? It was because Black people were considered dirty. Right? White people clean, Black people dirty. That's why they didn't want to share the lunch counter. Okay. Then you go back to the Jews. What was it? Jews are dirty. Okay. Then it was Assyrian Christians. They're dirty. The slaves, they're dirty. In Roman times, these people are dirty. These people are clean. It's always the same premise, too. And right now, it's those dirty unvaccinated. And so it gives those roots to the problem. And those roots, if they grow, become a decades-long, century-long issue, right? By them declaring who's dirty, who's clean, and then divvying us up into sides. And it's real easy for that. See, people don't want to think that they're doing it out of religion or they're doing it out of all these different reasons. It's dirty and clean, over and over and over again. But if you use free speech, is what you're saying, and you bring this to the forefront and you start saying, we're doing this again in history. This is about two different groups now declaring the same kind of issue. Maybe we can stop it?
That's part of it. I think there's two parts of it. That's
okay.
One.
All right.
We must tell the truth. That's a very important part of it. We must, in all cases, tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that the world fell into mass formation is at the hands of propaganda. That's what the media tells them. That's what the narrative is. It is designed to trick people, to deceive people into believing things that they would never otherwise believe. Propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Propaganda is everywhere. We're washing it throughout the world. And you look at the mainstream media, all of the TV stations around the world, the big newspapers and stuff, they're all pushing this propaganda, much of which is just bald-faced lies,
right?
Just total fabrications. This is what has been used to push people into mass formation. This is exactly the tool of social engineering that has been used to manipulate people into that crowd. Okay,
so
now
true.
If that's the case, if that's true, then the way to bring them out is to educate them on what propaganda is, why it's dangerous, and why they should interpret things to determine first to or analyze to determine if they're being fed propaganda on any given issue. It's like a magician that does a trick, and you go, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, wow, that's really cool. That's magic. How do you do that?
Right.
And he says, okay, I mean, let me show you. Well, they never tell you, really, but let's just say he did. He says, I'll show you the trick.
Right.
So he shows you how he did the trick.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, now that you know, let me do the trick again for you. Watch me. And he does the trick. And you go, oh, hum.
Yeah.
And then he does it again. Oh, let me do it again. You got, come on, man. I've seen this already 3 times. I know how you did it. Don't bother me anymore. See, when people see through the propaganda, all of a sudden it falls to the ground. The reason for mass psychosis is that propaganda, in order for propaganda to be successful, the target of the propaganda must not perceive that it is propaganda.
That is the truth. We did a show about that because I was trying to... I was trying to get people to understand how to train even the youth and maybe themselves on what to notice in an article, let's say a news article. And if you go through the whole first paragraph of a news article, they always start on a false assumption. So if they're going to spill a story with propaganda, it's going to be based on something false, right? A false assumption, a false narrative. And so what do? You take apart that very first paragraph and you start asking questions about it. If they say COVID cases are going through the roof, now I've got to go analyze, are they? Because the whole basis of the article is about that premise. So we have to get people to understand how to see it. Like you said, perceive the trick, right?
The techniques, yes. The techniques of propaganda are standardized, believe it or not. They're taught in university classes all around the world. And you'll find anywhere from 15 to 20 plus techniques that are used to make propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know what they are, you can take any article or any news story and sit down with it. Throw out the narrative first off. Don't worry about what the content is. Where it came from, it could be Republican, Democrat, left, right, up, down, green, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You could take any piece of literature and use this checklist to go down and just check off the boxes. When you see a technique being used, it's in this list, check off the box. And I would dare say if you have more than 3 or 4 boxes checked, you're
right
with propaganda. And it doesn't matter who generated it, because I'll tell you, the right can generate propaganda just as efficiently as the left.
Mm-hmm.
And often it does.
Right. You're right.
But these techniques are standardized. And what shocked me when I started studying this is university professors have been talking about this for decades. Decades. Mm-hmm. They've been teaching in classes. There's textbooks written on propaganda that detail all these things. And I'm thinking to myself, why on earth don't we listen to those, you know, people right. from
teach
20
that more.
Years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, you see, that's the nature of propaganda. It hides all of these things from us. We can't recognize
the
it.
The irony. It's
well,
true.
Propaganda can't yeah. work. If people recognize it as propaganda, it will not be effective on them.
Right.
So this is our hope. To me, at this point, this is one of my great hopes, to pull people out of the mass formation psychosis.
Thinking coma. Yes.
Is to show them propaganda and say, listen, let's not argue about the fine points here. Let's just talk about propaganda. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what university professors say that propaganda is, and go through these 17 or these 20, you know, different facets and say, okay, now that you understand some of the elements of propaganda, mm-hmm. I challenge you to be looking at stories that you hear or see
mm-hmm.
with a view towards these 15 or 17, whatever things.
Okay, we're going to come right back. We're going to come right back more with Pat Wood from technocracy.news. You're going to want to hang out for this, because this is honestly the key. This is the whole secret to this. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. This is Kate, and I want you to know that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and I have partnered up. MyPillow has fantastic products. Not only the amazing MyPillow, but dog beds, absorbent soft towels, wonderfully soft sheets. I mean, the most amazing softest sheets. The best in the marketplace. Luxurious robes, incredible mattresses, you name it. He has the very best products for the very best price. You won't find these prices anywhere else. You also get to support two things, Mike Lindell and of course, Truth and Radio, my show. You get to support both of us and keep this show on the air when you buy these products for your home directly from MyPillow.com. There's a lot of advantages to buying direct from MyPillow as well. Wedding gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, just the very best products for your home. Use the code word Kate at MyPillow.com and get the best discounts, and you'll be telling everyone about these products. Those towels get every bit of moisture off your body. I'm not kidding. The sheets, oh my gosh, the softest sheets you will ever experience. You really need to get these great products and help us both out. Keep this show on the air, and Mike's movie, Absolute Proof, is a must-see. It's all about the voting fraud. So make sure, support both of us. Go to MyPillow, use the word Kate, get steep discounts on everything. I really thank you for this. Thanks, you guys.